The Icons of Real Estate Podcast. Are you ready to learn the proven money-making secrets from top-producing icon agents? Ready to skyrocket your business? This podcast is for you. Tune in every week with your host, Tomasz Fonseca, and find out how to implement proven strategies to 10 times your business, from $3 million to $30 million in just 12 months. Brought to you by the Masters in Real Estate Marketing, Ardor SEO.
Hello and welcome back to the Icons of Real Estate Podcast. I am your host, Timothy Gaetano, and today, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a good show. It's going to be a good show because you're about to learn a lot and you might just give this man a call. I think a lot of people are going to give him a call after this because you're going to be like, I want that man to sell my house. I want that man to help me find a house. And ladies and gentlemen, all I can say is if you do call him, trust me, this would be the best call, best decision of your life. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome Greg Walvik. Greg, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill. What an introduction. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, you're welcome. Hey, look, if you could hear our audience clapping, you'd hear applause because, man, I think what you're doing is amazing. But I know this because I've followed your work. I did my research, but a lot of people out there don't know who you are. And I think this is the perfect opportunity for you to tell us who Greg Walvik is, how you got into real estate, and why.
Oh, wow. Thanks for the opportunity. That's great. Yeah. So we're one of those been around forever people. You know, 90% of realtors are out of the business in 3 years. Mm. We've been here about 25, 26 years at a high level doing real estate. I say me, we, because it's my wife and myself. We both started in 1998, believe it or not.
Wow. 1998.
Yes. And before that, I had a degree in clinical counseling from the University of Iowa, mm-hmm. master's degree. And so I was being a counselor as I was studying for my real estate license. And I loved the book that I read from this old coach named Mike Ferry. Mm. And the book back then, we didn't have much of internet training. So I was reading book after book on real estate. And what he was describing was a life of like service and also psychology. And also top end your income. If you want to work hard, you can make more money. And it just fit me. So 1 year later, I had my license. I was out of counseling. My first year doing exactly what Mike Ferry told me to do. I sold 32 houses in my first year by knocking on doors. Yeah. And from then we kept on knocking on doors because I hate to say it, but I kind of love it. I kind of love it. Most people hate it. I kind of love being out there in the sunshine, maybe with my wife, holding hands, meeting people. They come to the door, they smile, I smile. We end up being good friends and selling real estate together. So 55,000 doors now we've done in 25 years. Wow. And we're moving up now, pushing up towards 60,000 doors knocked.
Wow. Yeah. 55,000 doors knocked, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. And what I like about your story is you found joy, you find success, you found comfort in something that a lot of people are uncomfortable doing. A lot of people don't like knocking on the door. A lot of people don't like having the door slammed on them. We're like, nah, you know, but this is something that you enjoyed. Was it always like that? I mean, how did you get to that point where you're like, I love doing this and I'm going to continue doing this? Like, how were the first couple of attempts? Like, were they good? Were they bad? Did they motivate you or did the fire come from somewhere else?
Good question. And this Mike Ferry book said, go out and each week talk to or do 100 doors each week. And I thought it meant you only get credit if somebody came to the door. So I was doing 200 doors because only 100 people come and say hi. So I was doing double what it said without even knowing it. So I got good pretty quick on it. And you would be surprised. I've tried phone prospecting when people are nasty on the phone. Mm-hmm. And I am too. You know what I mean? They call me when I work day. But if someone comes to my door, there's an instant human connection. Our eyes meet, yeah. We smile. I'm impressed with that person's gumption. So I found it easier as you go along because you understand what to say, how to say it, your tonality, your body language. But gosh, we try to be really unassuming, keep it quick. We're there just to meet people, introduce ourselves. So it usually goes great, to tell you the truth. It's been a fantastic tool for us. We're thankful.
That's amazing. And you did this with your wife. Now, this is like 1998. At least when I was born, I was probably like a year or 2 years old. So
okay. We're dating ourselves.
That's funny. There was like a lot of changes that happened in the industry since that time, you know, technology that came in. A lot of things that we have now that you did not have back then. You know, what were some of the changes that you experienced over the past couple of decades, the past 2 decades, that you feel like has been a game changer in your real estate career? Like, I mean, before you had it, you feel like, okay, I was doing well, but you know, now I'm really doing well. What were some of those changes?
Yes, yes, yes. And I don't mean when I say about the door knocking, that's just part of our business. We've embraced every technological aspect of the business and we try to win at everything, Bruno. So we think our online presence and marketing is on par with anybody in the whole industry. But to us, that's about 75% of the industry is online when you're trying to sell someone's home or find them a home. Mm-hmm. That's the passive marketing. That's the on market. What we do with the doors is off market. We find our buyers off market houses to look at before they're available. We find our sellers off market buyers. So we close that gap with the door knocking. But I'll tell you what, we have a YouTube channel that we really enjoy posting to that's growing like crazy, bringing in buyers for our sellers. So we really like that. We started working before there was smartphones. So that's been a game changer too. I mean, just being able to leverage your time, your calendar, autoresponders, you know, there's so much in the industry right now. I still believe though that the basics are, that's where you start. You know what I mean? And then you move up from there. Like the podcast is going to go on our YouTube channel. This is a blessing for us. And you can feel leverage. Once you start leveraging podcasts, videos, and you get the right recipe, there's some amazing things to be done. So I appreciate the chance to put this on our site. Yeah, so thank you.
Definitely, man. Definitely. I like the fact that you guys move with the times. You know, a lot of people don't like change. A lot of people hate change because we used to doing things a certain way and now business comes in and they're like, this is better. I mean, like, no, this is what I'm used to. So I think that's amazing. But you mentioned that you started this with your wife, door knocking with your wife. What is that like? You know, this is just me trying to know what that is like because I know what it's like being with my partner the whole day. Feel like we might just bite each other's heads off, but having to work with this person, make financial decisions that are not just for you, but for the company and for the next generation. What is that like? And how do you navigate it? You know, how do you navigate working with your spouse?
Oh, great question. I know it's not for everyone, right? Bruno, there's certain couples I don't think it's good for. And it's been a challenge for us to joke, Darlene, my wife, and I joked that we've uncoupled like 3 times from our working relationship and come back. And she jokes that she fired me 3 times. I joke that I fired her 3 times. So
you know, just like every marriage,
right? Yeah. You have a little argument and you come back and you make up and you're stronger for it. And I do say our relationship and our working relationship right now today is better than it's been in 30 years of marriage. So I'm really thankful and blessed. You know? Wow. She's a beauty. She's a beauty to my beast. If I had this picture of her here, you'd be down below. They're putting our picture. Yeah. So she softens my rough image.
Oh, that is nice. That is nice, man. And 25 years of doing real estate. What do you think the future holds for real estate? Because right now we know there's a lot of changes and I'm not talking about, you know, technological changes. That most of the time is always good, right? But changes in the market, changes in, I would say, certain issues that have been hovering over the real estate industry, like the lawsuit. What do you think the next coming years or months will look like for home buyers and home sellers? What do you think that would be like for them? What changes can we expect?
Yeah, that's a great question and a big question, a huge question. I'll do my best to give you my experience and what I see about to come, but it's just my opinion, of course. I definitely see some positives, and I'm always that positive guy. I can pick out what's going to be good about this thing. Mm-hmm. It's going to be, I think, a big shift. I really do. At the end, I think there's going to be more professional realtors, but less of them. You know what I mean? It's going to be a more professional group of cohabitating realtors, but less of them. I do think also we're going to have to get better at all of our skills. We're going to have to show our worth. You can't do the same thing that you always used to do and expect to make the same amount of income. That's not so bad. That's a good thing. If you can be pushed and you can be happy being pushed, I think there's opportunities for certain agents out there, and we want to be one of them. We're going to leverage this thing and make it. We're going to look back at it and say, wow, we were alive when that happened in real estate, that seismic shift, you know, and we took advantage of it and found the right way through it. So I really don't have any fear of it, just because how long we've done this and the way we structure our business. And the way we can go out there and just kind of, you know, make business if we want to work harder. A lot of people don't have that. So there's a lot of people nervous right now. So
yeah,
I guess we'll see.
I mean, for 25 years, you guys have a lot of happy clients that you guys have serviced. You have a very big database. I think you guys have established yourself well in the industry, that this would not be something that moves. I think what about a person like a realtor that's just getting into this, just getting into the industry with all these changes? You know, how can they position themselves to make sure that they can really be where you are today? How can a person that just got done just got their license and it's like, yeah, I want to get into it. How do they establish themselves in this industry right now?
Yes, great question. So I do believe that always and forever, the top producers, the top performers in sports, in business, in anything are people who are coachable, right? Willing to be coached. They seek out coaching. They listen to coaching. They do what the coach says. You do have to pay for coaching, which stops a lot of people. But I think that's investing in yourself, Bruno, is the best thing you can put your money into. So more than ever, I think a new agent today should instantly get a coach. And whatever it costs to pay for that coach, do what they say and follow their business plan and follow their instructions. If it's painful, go do it. My first coach always said, well, I'm going to tell you what to do, but I'd like you to add a zero to it. If you said, go knock on 100 doors, he said, what if you added a zero? What if you knocked on 1,000? And so he really inspired me. And there's things that a coach can do to your brain and your feet and your ability to close deals that you can't get anywhere. You can't. A lot of brokerages say they're going to train you, and they do. They train you on how to fill out a form, avoid a lawsuit, talk, you know, do an open house. That's not enough anymore, I don't think. You need cutting edge coaching. And fortunately, there's more coaches, good coaches than ever. So they're out there. Just go find them.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here. You need a coach. You need a really good coach if you want to make it in this industry. But you know what you need as well? You need a podcast, all right? And that gives me the perfect opportunity to give a special shout out to the sponsor of today's episode. I know you enjoyed this episode, but just give me a few minutes to tell you what we got going on here. The Icons of Real Estate Network is, I'll say, the number one real estate network in the world. And that is facts. You can look it up. What we do is pretty simple. We bring your real estate casting goals and dreams to life. So if you want to get started with the podcast and you don't know how to do it, or you just don't have the time to do it, don't be afraid. Give us a call and we got you covered. Now, my question to you is, if you were to have your own real estate podcast, what would you be called? What would you call your real estate podcast? You know what? Let's ask Greg. Greg, what would you call your real estate podcast?
Oh, you're going to put me on the hot seat. Okay. All right. Well, because we work with my wife and we are coupled, maybe we die in real estate. Maybe we'd say mom and dad real estate podcast or hubby and wife podcast. If I put her in the title, if I don't put her in the title, I'm in trouble. So it's got to be something like that, man.
She has to be in the title. That's the number. That's the first rule. I think the hubby and wife podcast would sound good. Ladies and gentlemen, you too could have an amazing podcast like the hubby and wife podcast. All right. All you have to do is just give us a shout. The details are in the description. And look, we'd be happy to bring your real estate podcasting dreams to life. That's all for now, and we'll talk soon. Now, back to our conversation. We were at mentoring, and you said that's the best thing that anyone that wants to get into real estate can do right now. You know, reading books is good. Watching podcasts like these is great. But you need someone that's going to push you. You need someone that's going to shift you from one position to another. And you mentioned that you also have a mentor. Can you tell us a bit more about that and how it has placed you in this position of success where you get to tell your story?
Yes, yes. Well, there's like this unseen curtain in real estate when you get your real estate license that very few people ever pull back and see what's behind it. But there's something amazing behind it that you need to know, that a lot of people, they get out of the business after 3 years, never have pulled back the curtain.
Yeah.
And what's behind the curtain is the fact that this business is not inbound. A lot of people think I get my license and people call me and I put them in my car and I show them houses. Mm. It's not that. This business is a sales business. It's an outbound business. It's outbound prospecting. You have to go out and make it happen yourself, not only for our business, but for our buyers and our sellers. It's our job to be paid to go get them the buyer, to go get them the house, not just stick a sign out and sit back. So the best coaches out there, the first thing they're going to tell you, Bruno, is that this is an outbound business. You must go and find, there's all different ways to do it, many different ways. Podcast is one of them, but you need to make your way and find your niche, how to go out there and outbound get clients and find them before someone else does. That's what I think the best coaches will tell you. They're not going to tell you exactly which way to do it. It's up to you. Lots of flexibility. But if you're not getting up every day, Bruno, and going out to get clients, I think you shouldn't even do this business.
Yeah, definitely. And that is true. I think that's one thing that a lot of people are not echoing or saying out there, because people get into real estate with all these expectations and all these dreams of buying a mansion and a Ferrari, and they don't know that you need to put the work in. You need to go out there. You need to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And that means calling. And sometimes people are going to hang up on your ear. That's cool. That's part of the process. Yeah. Sometimes you're going to have to do those door knocks. And that's how you get to a place where you can be like, you know what? I've mastered the skill. I know that I'm good at it now. Whatever comes my way, I'll be able to take it. I think the experience that you have in being uncomfortable in certain things has given you confidence to tackle whatever comes your way. Just like, we were talking about the changes that we might experience in the industry, and you're like, look, I'm not fazed. I'm not afraid. It's not something that's scaring me, because you know the work that you've been putting in for the past 25 years, and you know how the relationships that you've built. So I think that's something that a lot of people don't realize. There's a lot of work that goes into this. You have to do the building. You have to put it up brick by brick just so you can be successful. And I like that, man. I like that. Thank you so much for putting out there.
Thank you, bro. Yeah. And for people, it starts with just one, your first day, one call, one contact. Just that simple. One. Then we go to two. Then we go to three. That simple. So it's not rocket science, but it's also not easy. So new people will be just fine. Just learn that skill.
And I'll say right now, what is your advice to someone that is planning on buying a house? And I know that it's not an easy decision, especially if you spend like years and years spent like saving money just so you can saving money and, you know, making all these arrangements so you can get something that perhaps you might leave for your kids, or maybe this is going to be an investment property. The decision is never easy. What is your advice to first-time home buyers right now in this current market?
Yes, my honest opinion, professional opinion,
it's
worth it. It's worth it. It is a journey to buy your first house, but they've proven through science that once you own real estate, there's a mental health version where people get happier. They feel proud of themselves. It's usually better for your marriage, better for your family. People are healthier. And you look at all the wealthy people who are 65, 90% of them own a house. It's one of the major vehicles that separates people with wealth and people without. So it seems daunting now because you're, gosh, I have to save my money and try to time the market. But if you get the right team, like Darlene and me and our lender working for you, we can move mountains for you. Mm. We can make it happen. All you have to do is say, hey, here I am. Here's what I can do. Get me in and get me a great house. That's idea one. Can I add to that, if you don't mind?
Okay.
So my second thing is buyers right now are trying to time it just right. What's the best week? What's the best month on the rates? And I think that's the wrong way to think. Real estate is a 30-year vehicle of investment, kind of like the stock market. Nobody says, ooh, which day? No, you buy stock and you hold it. And everything else doesn't matter. The way you lose is to overthink it over 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. And I have a lot of clients who got left behind. They're still renting after 20 years because they were trying find the right day. If you can do it now, because you never win on both sides. You know, like right now, you're going to win on price because our market has shifted a little down. Sellers are bargaining, paying some closing costs. If the rates go down a little more, that's going to be your race. It'll be a multiple bids. You're going to sit pay $25,000 more for that house that you could have got for $25,000 more now with a little bit more interest rate, right?
Yeah.
So the time to buy is when you can buy it and just go for it and hold.
I like that. The time to buy is when you can buy it. Like, okay, look, if you're ready and you have everything all lined up, then do it right now. There's nothing to wait for. But I know that you guys are wondering, Tim, like, how can we get a hold of Greg? I want to buy a house now. I want to buy a house, or maybe you want to sell a house and you're wondering, how can I get a hold of Greg? Right now, Greg did mention that he is on YouTube, but maybe you want to send him a message. Maybe you want to call him and be like, Greg, you know, I have a house that I need to sell right now. Greg, how can people get a hold of you, man?
Yeah, you bet. That's our favorite question. Phone or text, we're really good at responding, 503-407-9859, email greg.walzik@gmail.com. If you want a female voice, a beautiful realtor, lender voice, Darlene, she's at 503-407-1685. And beautiful, lovely Darlene will pick up the phone and we'll start the journey there.
So. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here. Definitely. I think you should go ahead and give them a call and tell them the Icons of Real Estate sent you. You never know what that could do for you. You never know. Greg, thank you so much, man. I really wish we had more time because there's so much that we haven't discussed. But I trust that we might actually meet again soon. We might be back on the podcast just to share a bit more real estate education with us, man.
I would love that. It'd be my honor, my pleasure. Thank you. Yeah, it's been wonderful.
Thank you for the platform. Ladies and gentlemen, hey, look, if you want more from Greg Walzik, you can go on YouTube and search a Walzik Realty for you. And trust me, you will definitely thank me for just telling you to do that. Because, well, man, oh man, they're doing wonders. And look, if this episode has added value in your life, do your friend a favor. Do your family member a favor. Share it with them. Share it with your social circle. And believe me, these kind of videos that people come back and be like, thank you so much. I called Greg and it was the best decision of my life. So do that. Hit the share button and hit the like button as well. Hit it 2 times for Greg and Darlene. Now, from me and Greg, guys, take care and we'll see you again next time.